This is episode 2621 of the Who Cares News for Monday, March 4th, 2024. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Millie Bobby Brown announced her engagement to John Bon Jovi's son, Jake Bon Jovi, last April.
I think they go by Bon Jovi. G-I-O-V.
Bon Jovi.
Whatever. It's not my name. I don't care.
That's right.
It's not my name.
But if it was, your life might be a little bit different, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
But up until now, she's never talked about the deets.
Mm.
So she shared how it all went down Friday on The Tonight Show. Millie and Jake, it's kind of strange to hear her go by Millie instead of Millie Bobby.
Yeah, I know. That's the other part of that.
It's kind of an odd name anyway.
It's her name, it's cute. Millie Bobby.
Millie Bobby Brown.
I'm sorry, everybody refers to her as Millie. Yeah.
So Millie and Jake both have their scuba diving licenses. And so they went out one day during vacation when they were several meters down. Actually, he had told her that they were going to go diving at 8 o'clock in the morning, so she had to get up. And she's like, 8 o'clock? And he goes, yep. So he gets her up to go out. And when they were several meters down, Jake gave her a shell. And when she turned it over, there was a ring attached.
Aww.
So she was like, you know, trying to, you know, do the whole yes, like, it's Bella Welsh, she couldn't underwater. And he's like doing the okay hand signal, and or she's doing the okay hand signal.
Yeah, I guess you can't.
They're
do a
nodding,
thumbs up.
And you know,
if you do a thumbs up, that means that's your signal you want to go up.
So I guess and then when Jake put the ring on her finger, it fell off.
Oh,
and it starts its own dive.
Disaster!
You know, it's plummeting.
Disaster!
So he's diving down,
and he saved
it.
Wow!
But
wow,
like she put it plummeted so fast.
Well, yeah, of course.
And then Jake threw himself like so deep, like the dive was like, you can't do that. Your ears littered. Your brain was going to explode.
It's going to explode.
But he's going, trying to go down and get the ring, and he got it.
That ring cost me so much damn money.
My dad's going to kill me.
I know, right?
They are youngsters. I wonder what he does for a job.
I don't know. I think I've heard before, but I don't know right off, but.
They're both so young.
She's really young. She's just turned 19 or 20.
She's legal.
She's definitely legal. But it's odd because we really haven't seen her play in any other roles on TV or movies besides a young woman, you know, that's like of teenage years. So it's very interesting to see.
True.
Very soon.
What was the Sherlock? But
the Enola Holmes movie.
Yes, they were very good.
Very good. But you know, here's the thing. I mean, they've been together for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really shocked. I was looking online at their pictures. There's pictures that dated back the two of them, 2021. I'm thinking, like,
wow.
I didn't realize it was that long ago. So.
You know what? She is just 20 years
She's
old.
She's just 20 years old, yeah. Most everybody on that show on Stranger Things has either just turned 20 or 21, except for the older kids who are now in their 30s, which is weird to think about.
It's just strange to think of these kids getting married that young.
Yeah, right.
And he's only 21.
No, he's young too. He's young too. So, I mean, the parents must be in favor of this. Who knows?
I guess.
We wish them well. Don't have the date for the nuptials, and we haven't been invited yet or even given a save the date. What's that all about, people?
He's an actor, too.
Okay.
One Playboy model is recounting her experience making out with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Ooh.
I guess she's kissing and telling.
Yeah?
She's saying it wasn't good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think I've ever heard that from anybody before, but.
Well, because usually they don't kiss and tell.
Yeah.
Because then you're like the marked person, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so her name is, I think it's Hike. Heike?
Heike? Let's say Heike.
Heike.
Let's say Heike.
Heike. Let's do Hickey.
Hickey.
Her last name is Koning.
Yeah.
Or Konings.
Yeah.
Anyway, she recounted when she met Leo at a secret club in L.A.
Yeah, of course.
With Playboy Netherlands is what she was with. And she said she quickly found herself in a steamy kissing session.
Jeez.
She claimed Leo's capabilities were, yeah, they're okay. Definitely not the best. And then she decided not to leave with him.
Oh, my goodness. She decided not to leave with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well.
He's okay.
Just okay.
Just okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Here you go, Leo.
So, fine. Leo, sorry, but I don't think it's affected your life much.
What? Jeez.
Miley Cyrus was unaware of any alleged drama surrounding her sister, Noah Cyrus, mother, Tish Cyrus, and her mom's new husband, Dominic Purcell.
Hmm.
Miley had no idea about the drama with Dominic. No idea at all, the insider says, after a source revealed last week that little sis Noah and Dominic had been seeing each other.
Oh, really?
Before his marriage to
Tish.
Oh,
really?
Oh, what?
You only hear about this like on porns, you know? The stepdaughter and the mother. Oh, man, you never hear about this in real life. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Well, would it be the other way around? No, it wouldn't be the other way around.
I don't know how old
know.
Noah is. She's got to be in her 20s.
She's younger than Miley.
Yeah, she's younger than Miley. And I mean, Tish is single. I get that. But, you know, she's in her 50s. This guy must be in his 50s. Yeah, well, you know.
So.
Maybe Noah was.
I wonder.
Hanging out with an older gentleman.
Well, it kind of makes me wonder that maybe Noah and her mama are on the best of terms.
Probably
it'd
not.
It'd be like, hey, I'm going to see this guy and then give you to my mother.
Well, no. I mean, maybe mom stepped in. Maybe mom come home one night and said, got to know him real good. That's what I prefer to think.
So you think mama took him away from from Noah?
Yeah, I think so. That's when it gets interesting.
Well, so Miley confronted her mom about it. She thinks it's a strange situation.
Oh, of course it's strange.
But she loves her mom, wants her to be happy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So, yeah, whatever. Oscars are this week, and just in time, Idina Menzel is celebrating her alter ego's 10th birthday. I could go so many places with this.
But
I'll just stick to the story. In a lighthearted video posted on TikTok and Instagram on Saturday, Idina celebrated the fact that it has been 10 years since John Travolta flubbed her name and called her Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
While introducing her on stage at the 2014 Oscars.
10 years ago already? Good Lord.
Yeah.
They're one of the better Oscar snafus, too. I mean, the best one in the last decade was them announcing La La Land as Best Picture, and it wasn't.
Oh,
that was pretty good. So.
What was the winner?
I can't remember now. What do you expect me to remember?
Dang, diggity dang.
Yeah, no, it was some movie that nobody ever saw.
It was definitely a movie that was seen.
I don't think so. None of these movies that win are ever seen.
No. It was a movie people saw. You know what? Let's ask the thingy here.
Hang on a second. Lost Oscar.
What? Oh, you're doing it?
I'm doing it.
All
I'm
right.
doing it. Well, no, it doesn't.
What was supposed to win instead of La La Land? Moonlight.
Moonlight. I ask you, have you seen Moonlight?
No.
Do you even know who was in it?
No.
I rest my case. If you've seen it, it's not going to win the Oscar. Sorry, that's just the way it goes. By the way, you know who has an Oscar for Monsters Ball? Halle Berry. Best actress.
Wait.
Best actress.
Yeah, she did.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said who didn't. Okay,
who
does. Yeah,
right,
she does.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care us about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.